Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. Today, I went within and I connected with Jesus and asked him for insights and inspirations about the reading in the text titled The Unbelievable Belief. If you want to look it up later, you can find that in the text, chapter 7, section 8. And when he started to talk with me, he started off with this really neat analogy, and he reminded me about how a computer works. Okay, so inside of a computer, there is a CPU or central processing unit, and that when you power up a computer, the first thing that when the CPU gets its electricity and it starts doing its thing, It fetches instructions into random access memory from read-only memory, okay? Now, read-only memory is non-volatile software programming that's hard-coded into a chip on the computer board, okay? And there's also inside of that, there's what is called BIOS programming, which is basic input and output kind of information. And so it grabs this BIOS, and the BIOS tells the computer how is the monitor supposed to work, how is the keyboard supposed to work, and some basic internal checks to make sure the computer's working properly. And then it finishes booting up this booting up into this boot up sequence. And then once it gets into random memory and gets all this stuff working, then it reaches out to the hard drive and it starts reading the operating system instructions, and it loads all of the operating instructions into the RAM memory. And then that kind of takes over. And once the operating system is running, the look and feel settings can be customized by us as the user. For example, you can select a desktop theme. You could select colors that you want things to look like. You can select icons for your mouse pointer. You can set up a wallpaper design with your favorite picture and so forth. And then after all that, customization is set up, then the computer will also have on its hard drive a variety of software applications that also can be loaded into random access memory and then run. For example, word processing applications, spreadsheet applications, financial management, and video games, all right? So for example, like in video game software applications, let's take it to the next level. When you go and you load that video game, the video game is usually some kind of theme. For example, let's say the theme is I want to be a commander of a British warship during the Napoleonic Wars of the early 1800s. And then I can customize that game to so that I can wear a particular type of uniform. I can select the type of battleship that I want to have and what kind of weapons that it has and what kind of supplies and crew members that it has. And then I can go in and play the game for a while, and then I can pause, I can save the progress through the game, and then shut my computer down and then boot it up the next day and go back into that game and pick up and continue where I left off the day prior in that particular game. So that was an interesting start. And then he kind of went into, so the concept of the mind of God and the mind of the ego body can be explained in a similar way. So he's like, God is like the CPU of infinite life that starts everything. And the mind of God is like the non-volatile ROM that has hard-coded instructions programmed into it. So the mind of God, this ROM, if you will, what's coded into it is that it's infinitely powerful, loving, kind, peaceful, joyful, creative, etc., right? So that will never change. That's the mind of God. And when the mind of God created us as spiritual beings, exactly like himself, we received the same non-volatile ROM programming, okay? We are all powerful. We are all loving. We are kind, right? Peaceful, happy, joyful, creative, right? And when we use our ROM programming to continue to create more ROM programming, it is referred to in the course as creative extension or creation or extension within the course, okay? So, and something that to keep in mind around this is that this is a law of the mind of God that cannot be changed, all right? So God created the read-only memory to work a certain way, and it can never be changed. And another aspect of this law is that what we extend comes back to us, okay? We receive what we give from this place of heaven, of this place of being creative beings. So when we send out more love, we gain more love. We grow in more love. When we create more love, and it expands and grows and all the other characteristics that go around that. So keep that in mind. That is a law of God, and it doesn't ever change. And it ties in with our reading that we're going to talk about here in a minute. All right. Now, at some point, we as spiritual creative beings, just like God, we use the power of the mind of God that was given to us to project and believe in stories about ourselves that in reality are not true. This can be likened to the operating system that can be customized for a look, feel, and other characteristics. For example, what we did is we created this story with this operating system programming that says, I'm either a male body or a female body with brown hair and blue eyes who is an active and adventurous person, all right? And then there's software applications that we write and we develop that are available to take us on a video game themed journeys where we dress up, play roles, get into conflicts, we die, and we respawn in these video game applications, if you will, okay? So to summarize this, each day we wake up in the body, but we're booting up from a ROM, which is the mind of God, which is always there. And then we load our projection operating system, our projection software applications for the day. We play in that game for a while, save our progress, and then we shut down and go to sleep, all right? So this experiential process of going through these video games of life, if you will, is what Jesus refers to in this reading as the unbelievable belief. Because although we believe the stories are actually happening to us, in reality, they are not, okay? When we write the programs, we put them in this random access memory and we play in them for a while. But when we shut that computer down, all of that programming kind of disappears from random access memory. And however, that ROM chip, which is the mind of God, which had all those were infinitely powerful, loving, kind, peaceful, joy, and creative programming into it, that's still there. That never changes, okay? So how does this tie in with our reading for today? The unbelievable belief. So I want to take a look at the very first paragraph. Jesus says that we have said without projection, there can be no anger, but it is also true that without extension, there can be no love. These reflect a fundamental law of the mind and therefore one that always operates. So this law of mind is already operating and it's always happening in the background, and we're either using it to extend creation, extend that ROM memory, if you will, or we're misusing it, miscreating with it to project an illusion, to project these stories, okay? And he says here later in this paragraph, this choice is up to you, but it is not up to you to decide whether or not you will utilize the law. Every mind must project or extend because that is how it lives, and every mind is life, all right? Something else, let's go into paragraph two here. So the ego always tries to preserve conflict. It is very ingenious in devising ways that seem to diminish conflict because it does not want you to find conflict so intolerable that you will insist on giving it up. The ego therefore tries to persuade you that it can free you from conflict lest you give it up, give up the ego and free yourself, all right? So what he's kind of saying here is these software programs of the ego mind and these journeys that we go on and these games that we play, they have conflict in them. They have pain and misery in them, but it's not so, it doesn't get to the point where it's so painful for us that we want to give it up. We just end up, we'll save our progress. We'll shut the computer down, we go to bed, and then we start up again the next day or a day later or a week later, and we keep the process going. So it's not enough that it wants to stop the process, because this is what keeps the ego going, right? This is what keeps that storyline, those applications going and coming back to them, all right? He says there are two major errors involved there's problems around this. Conflict cannot be projected because it cannot be shared. Any attempt to keep part of it and get rid of another part of it really does not mean anything. Remember that a conflicted teacher is a poor teacher and a poor learner. All right. Later, he says, here's another problem. It's the second error is the idea that you can get rid of something you do not want by giving it away. This is how you keep it. The belief that by seeing outside of you, have excluded it from within is complete distortion of the power of extension. That is why those who project are vigilant for their own safety, and they're afraid their projections will return to them. So what he's kind of indicating in here is that when we're in these stories, one of the things that we can have a tendency to do is we start making judgments about other people, other situations. And when we have this belief that when we judge another person or we're feeling angry with them, or, you know, they're the reason that I'm feeling angry, that's kind of a projection process. And we think that by projecting it out there and putting it on the other person, that we've gotten rid of it, and we haven't, because the law of creation, this law of the mind, the script that we've written and now are trying to project onto someone else, that written script is still in there. That coding is still inside of us, hidden in an unconscious part of our mind. And therefore, we really don't get rid of it. And we actually unconsciously feel guilty about it. We feel afraid about it. We think something's going to come back and get us and bite us in the butt about it. All right. And so he's just kind of pointing out, you can't, if you're throwing it out there, you don't really get rid of it. And that's the belief that it is, you are getting rid of it, is just a twisted deception from the ego part of the mind process. All right, let's go on here. So a little bit later, he kind of talks. So let's go into this unbelievable belief thing. All right. So the belief is that these stories, these software app, these video game stories that we're believing them. They feel very real to us, and we think they're really happening, but in reality, they're not, all right? And the unbelievable part of it is, he says that if you work with the Holy Spirit will help you to get to a point where you start to realize that it's impossible for these stories to really be happening, all right? And they're not true. They can't be true because the truth is beyond this belief system, this false reality, this false illusion, beyond this belief system, there is a reality. It's our reality in the mind of God and who we are as creative beings with God, okay? And so we have this impossible, unbelievable belief and illusion that's going on. But if we work with the Holy Spirit, He will help us to look beyond it and begin to perceive beyond it. That's in paragraph 6 here. The Holy Spirit will teach you to perceive beyond your belief because the truth is beyond belief and His perception is true. The ego can be completely forgotten at any time because it is a totally incredible belief, and no one can keep a belief he has judged to be unbelievable. So let's go back to this Holy Spirit thing here. All right, so we are learning from our practice and in the lessons from the workbook for students that we can go within and learn how to perceive our inner light. We can learn how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit inside of us with practice, through practicing the lessons, all right? And when we have that perception of our inner light, we are seeing beyond this unbelievable belief. We're seeing beyond this illusion. And he's using the word belief here. It's belief in the illusion, all right? He's using them as the same, but when he gives us that perception, it's a holy perception for a moment of true perception of who we are as the light of God, in the light of God, if you will, okay? And now that's a gift from the Holy Spirit. It's a glimpse of our reality, okay? So the Holy Spirit will help us to do that. There's another part here. He says, when we start to have these conflicted thoughts come up within us and we're judging other people, or anytime we feel internally conflicted, give these thoughts over quickly to the Holy Spirit to be undone completely so that their effects will vanish from your mind and the sonship as a whole. Because remember, if we're conflicted, we're giving some of that power of the mind of God to continue to project the illusion, and it will kind of keep it going. But if we catch ourselves and we stop ourselves and we step back and say, Holy Spirit, I'm feeling conflicted. Help me to heal my mind here. Help me to let this go. Then it will stop that projection, and the Holy Spirit will show us a holy perception of who we are as these infinitely loving, powerful, kind, peaceful, and joyful creative beings as this light, if you will. And when we get, then we start to remember that. We start to tap into a part of that read-only memory that was kind of hidden by all these applications. And now we're beginning to remember the truth of who we are, and we start to awaken up to that, all right? And also when we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit inside of us during our practice lessons, if we get down there deep enough, we will hear the Holy Spirit say words to us that reminds us of all of those things that I talked about before in that read-only memory, and he helps us to remember that way as well, which is why I think Jesus, I asked him for a lesson to go along with today's reading, and I got lesson 76, I am under no laws but God's. And it is a fantastic lesson to practice as you study and work on this reading in the text. And the reason for that is this lesson, okay, we have the law of God, which is in the mind of God, and that never changes, right? And then we created these software applications with the ego's thought system that take us into these video games, and these video games have all these laws within them, right? In our lives, we believe that if we take a pill or medicine into our vein, it will heal our bodies or heal our sickness and keep us away from death. If we feel hungry, we believe that if we feed the body with food, that nourishes us. Those are laws of the ego mind, the ego belief system, all right? And they are not true. So in this lesson, he has us practice recognizing what are true laws, what are false laws of the ego thought system versus the true laws of God, right? And then he has us go within and actually practice getting down deep inside into our minds and listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to tell us, and we will begin to hear him remind us of the truth, which is a really wonderful experience. It is a life changer. So make sure you practice with lesson 76 this week, and that will get you on a really good path here for, continuing to understand the unbelievable belief and how to get out of it with the help of the Holy Spirit and your practice meditations. So thank you very much for joining with me. Thank you for being my mighty companions. I love you guys, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.